I started to say the same thing.
They're printing dresses.
You twins tonight down there?
No.
Like sisters. You're the younger sister.
Yeah, he's fine.
See who wants to go. Circulate something like this.
You've all received a copy of the agenda. Mr. Jones called me a while ago. He was in Philadelphia. He was on his way back. I don't know if he's going to be here in time for the meeting. He's going to try to make it. But if not, we can spend all his money tonight. Any additions or corrections to the agenda?
We have one item, which is the first item on the list of grants to delete at this time.
Okay. That's it?
Which one is that?
Mr. President, make a motion. We approve the agenda for Sussex County Council, August the 14th, 2007, as in printed form with the deletion of grant request number one. I have a motion, Mr. Rogers, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve the amended agenda. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
We have a few minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wasn't used to having minutes. minutes for July the 17th. I'm on Robin's bad list now.
Make a motion we approve the minutes for July the 17th, 2007 for Sussex County Council as in printed form.
Second.
I have a motion for Mr. Rogers, second Mr. Phillips to approve the minutes of July the 17th. Robin, I was only kidding.
No, you weren't.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried. Now correspondence.
Okay, several items. A note from Lida Wells thanking council for a contribution to the Milford Hospital Fair. A note to Mr. Jones from Kirby Mills thanking him for a donation for his Eagle Scout project. A note or a card from the Boys and Girls Club of Delaware thanking council for a gift to their annual fund campaign. A letter from Senator Bunning. Dear members of the council, this letter is to acknowledge and thank Mike Izzo, Russell Archett, and Dave Baker for the tremendous job they did representing the county at the August 4 Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District meeting at the American Legion. It's amazing after all these years that the public always points to a cheaper system in another community. And if this vote passes, the next community in years to come will do the same. Dave Baker probably recalls in the 80s when the feds were giving grants for sewer district and today they're loans, which makes a big difference. Again, thank these men for their diligence and their diligent staff members for a difficult process that must take place. Letter from Helen Williams on behalf of the Friends of the Georgetown Public Library for council's sponsoring, being a sponsor for their 5K walk run event to raise money for their new building project, and indicating that they'll be having their groundbreaking on Wednesday, September 19th at 1 p.m. at the vacant library lot, 123 West Pine Street. And be honored if you attend and celebrate with us, and Governor Minner, since your support has helped us get this far. Letter from the officers and members of the Georgetown Fire Company acknowledging your assistance with their annual fundraiser golf tournament. And that's all the correspondence.
Any correspondence from any of the other council? Seeing none, Mr. Baker.
Good evening. The first item on the agenda is a report from Ms. Jo Wilkins from the Wellness Community Delaware organization, and she asked to be on the agenda to provide some information about her organization and what they do.
Thanks so much.
I truly appreciate the opportunity to speak with you this evening briefly about the Wellness Community Delaware, and specifically about what we're doing in Sussex County to enhance our cancer support services. You know, anybody who has been touched by cancer knows that the disease is as devastating emotionally as it is physically. And I would dare say that probably most of you have been touched in some way by cancer. I lost my mom to cancer last year, so I speak to you today from a very personal place when I talk to you about how important support is for families with cancer. And that's exactly the mission of the Wellness Community Delaware. We are dedicated to providing emotional support services, educational programs, and hope to people with cancer and their families, and we do so absolutely free of charge. The way that we provide support is through group therapy sessions that are led by licensed clinical social workers and other mental health professionals. We provide stress reduction programs, nutrition programs. We'll have doctors, oncologists come in and talk about what are the latest cancer clinical trials, how to deal with side effects of treatment, and so forth. We have personal enrichment programs, social activities, and all of our programs are offered absolutely free of charge. You know, we want to make sure that there are no barriers to people accessing our services. The Wellness Community is actually an international nonprofit agency. We were founded in 1982 in California. Currently, we have 25 wellness communities throughout the United States. Several overseas as well, one in Tel Aviv and one in Tokyo, with a lot more in development both in the United States and overseas. And it probably would have stayed just a very local, grassroots kind of agency had it not been for the comedian Gilda Radner, and I'm sure most of you are familiar with Gilda. And she was diagnosed with ovarian cancer and wrote about her experiences with the wellness community in Santa Monica, California, in her autobiography. And that kind of catapulted the wellness community into the national spotlight. Even though we have a presence in Washington, D.C., and even though there are wellness communities all throughout the United States, it still remains very much a grassroots type of agency. Our national office does not dictate where a wellness community goes. The people in the community decide, you know what, we need these kinds of support services in our neighborhood. So in 1993, a group of individuals who were cancer survivors decided, you know what, we do need to have a wellness community here in Delaware. And so they received their charter, and in 1996, we first started offering cancer support services in Wilmington. And, you know, as many of the businesses in Delaware, we might have just stayed in Wilmington had it not been for the governor, who said, you know, this is great that you're offering these vital support services, but Delaware is comprised more than just of Wilmington. So in 2002, we expanded our services into Kent County, and in 2005, we came into Sussex County. And we were really quite surprised with the response that we received to our support services here in Sussex County. There is a tremendous need for, you know, the type of programming that we do. There are a lot of people that are facing cancer. There are a lot of family members that are trying to cope with living with cancer. And so we quickly outgrew our space. We were located in a single office off of Route 1, and we just couldn't accommodate all of the folks that were trying to access our services. So we made a deliberate decision to expand our services a little bit ahead of our schedule, and we recently purchased a medical condo on Route 24 above the Tunnel Cancer Center in the Medical Arts Building in the BB Health Campus. And I have to tell you, we've been there since February, and we have doubled the number of patient visits we have each month from that relocation. We now have a beautiful facility. We can accommodate more people. We can provide more programming. And as I said, I emphasize this to you, all of our programs are offered free of charge. So we really rely on the community to support our initiatives and to help people with cancer, to make a difference in their lives. In addition to our on-site programs, we also provide programs in Seaford at the Nanticoke Cancer Center. We provide programs in Ocean View, a support group and a yoga program. And we do also diligent outreach to under-resourced communities. We just completed an initiative in Georgetown that was targeting Hispanic or Latino women in the community. And so we really are trying to reach out and serve as many people in Delaware as we possibly can. So I come to you today just to create a little bit of awareness about the Wellness Community Delaware and the vital cancer support programs that we are making available to Sussex Countyans, and to ask for your help. And what I'm asking you to do is just to be an advocate on our behalf. You know, unless your life has been touched by cancer, you may not need to know about our services, but I promise you, at some point, someone you love, a coworker, a family member, a friend, is going to come to you and they're going to say that they've been diagnosed with cancer. And when they do, my hope is that you would remember the Wellness Community Delaware and that you would tell them about our free support services. I provided you with a brochure, and I'm also providing you with another resource that I think that you will find very helpful. We have in the wellness community what we call the 3-foot rule. And basically this rule states that if anyone comes within 3 feet of you, you need to make them aware of the Wellness Community Delaware. And so to help you, guide you in terms of creating this awareness, I give each of you our official Wellness Community yardstick.
Thank you.
So that you have that 3-foot rule in mind. And I thank you very much for your time and your attention. And I don't know if you guys have any questions, but if you do, I'd be very happy to entertain them. If not, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for coming.
Joe met with me a few weeks ago, and I told her then, I said, I think it'd be good to come into the council and just make us aware. I was not aware that they offered this service in the county, so that's why she came tonight. So we want to thank you for coming, and we want to thank you for what you're doing for the residents of Sussex County. It's a support group that, if your family's been touched by that, you can't explain the gratitude that people have for the support that you give them.
Thank you very much, Mr. Dukes. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. The next item on the agenda is a report from the Sussex County Land Trust. And with us today is Ms. Wendy Baker and Dennis Forney from the Land Trust. And they would like to report on their activities. And as you're aware, since fiscal 2002, the county has spent $6.6 million for open space, included in that is $4.1 million for the purchase of property, and then the remaining $2.5 is primarily for farmland preservation easements and some conservation easements. And with the addition, there is an additional $1,390,000 in this year's budget. So, Wendy called and asked if she could be on the agenda, so to give us a report on their activities.
Thank you for the opportunity to be here tonight. We're not here to speak on behalf of a project. We're not here to speak on behalf of an ordinance. We're not here to recommend any expenditure of the Sussex County Open Space Funds. We're just here to give you a report on activities to date, and we hope that this will be the first of many reports that we give on a periodic basis, just to keep you aware of our activities and our partnership with the Sussex County Council as well. Wendy's going to be passing out some sheets that give some bullet points on activities that we've been involved in since 2002. And there's something for you to peruse, and there's also a little bit of a financial summary as well. But just to give you some highlights, when we started out in 2002, we joined with the State Department of Agriculture and the Sussex County Council. With state and federal programs, we provided $300,000 in private money, which was matched by Sussex County Council through its funds for ag preservation. And in that year, that could leverage a total of $1.8 million and preserve 933 acres of permanent preservation in Sussex County, and that's over and above what the Ag Preservation Program did independently that year. Just another example, in June 2003, we had a conservation easement approved by the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to hold a conservation easement at, on 280 acres of wetlands along Drum Creek at the Bayside development. That also came with a $50,000 endowment to help pay for the cost of that conservation easement. And in the years since then, Bayside has pledged $500 per unit on 1,700 units, which will be a total pledge of $850,000 for the land trust and for preservation in Sussex County. We're working on, we have our annual fundraiser, a ball and a race. And in 2004, we were presented a check by Caldera Properties, $50,000 to help with the restoration improvement of the Wolf House on Wolf Neck Road. And that year, the inaugural ball raised $75,000 and netted $35,000 for Wolf House renovations. In April 2004, we joined with the Nature Conservancy and recommended to Sussex County Council that it pledge a total of $1 million to help with the procurement of the 908-acre Ponder Tract, some of the finest remaining woodlands in Sussex County. Of that, the Sussex County Land Trust put up $250,000 of privately raised funds with the $750,000 that we recommended for approval by Sussex County Council to continue that pledge. On the back side of that sheet, I'll just skip down a few. We, in December 2005, 37 acres along Pepper Creek was acquired through the Sussex County Open Space Funds. And that money is water, I mean, that land is waterfront property, which eventually will provide waterfront access in that area in an open space preservation. In December 2006, we recommended to the Sussex County Council and the agreement to join in with the State of Delaware and the Conservation Fund and the Sussex County to preserve the tunnel tract contiguous to the Redden Forest, a total of $1.5 million. To be paid in three $500,000 installments, and this added another 755 acres to the 10,000-plus contiguous acres out there at Redden State Forest. And again, in May 2007, and in previous years to that, we were continued to be involved in the State of Delaware Department of Ag Preservation Program. Sussex County Land Trust put up $105,000 of privately raised funds. Sussex County Council added $300,000, and that was matched by state and federal money, again, using this tremendous leverage. So that leverage, $1.1 million, added another 214 acres of permanently preserved farmland in Sussex, and that, again, was on top of the preservation programs that were approved that year by the state. So to date, there's another sheet in back that says Sussex County Land Trust Summary of Dollars and Acres. Total private dollars pledged and raised to date, $4,198,481.09. That arises out of 18 different development projects that have stepped forth to be part of the Land Trust Initiative. To date, Sussex County has dedicated out of its open space funds as a percentage of its annual surplus, $6,291,626. And we're happy to report that the involvement of Sussex County Council, partnership with Sussex County Land Trust, and other entities in Sussex County, a total of 5,202 acres have been permanently preserved open space. We think that's a pretty good number. We'd like to see that double and triple in the years to come. That's where we've been. We have handed this out before, but Wendy's going to hand it out again. This is Sussex County's Grand Preservation Loop. And this has been discussed on a number of occasions, but I just want to point out to you that this is an important part of our rationale for property that we go after through fee simple purchases, through ag land preservation recommendations, and through conservation easements in the years ahead. Essentially, the Grand Preservation Loop, and it'll require some visualization because people get very sensitive when you start drawing lines on maps. They think that you're starting to take away property rights. At any rate, the Grand Preservation Loop rationale is if you go clockwise around the map, it pulls out easily in here. It is an effort to link through purchases with a loop of no less than 1,000 feet wide, and starting at 12 o'clock, Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge going counterclockwise, Redden State Forest moving southwest across the county to the Nanticoke Wildlife Area, swinging back east through Trap Pond State Park, then through the Great Cypress Swamp, then to Fenwick Island State Park, and then coming up the coast, Aswoman Wildlife Area, the Delaware Seashore State Park, Cape Henlopen State Park, and then finishing the counterclockwise route back to the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. So as we start to go about trying to target acquisition in the future, we're looking at parcels that will help create contiguous connections in this grand preservation loop. For example, right now looking at a piece up around Prime Hook that would connect the Ponder Tract with the Prime Hook National Wildlife Refuge. It's about a 150-acre parcel that we're working on a conservation easement. So again, it's a rationale for approaching these purchases, and we feel that over the years, this will create a preservation loop that will number well in excess of 100,000 preserved acres that's connected for the benefit of wildlife and for everything else that's important in Sussex County. So just wanted to bring you up to date on those sorts of things and to keep you apprised of it. And we have one final piece that we'd like to hand to you. And this is a reminder that it's important for us in Sussex County, when these developers come forward, to impress upon them the efforts, the initiatives of the Sussex County Land Trust, and to ask the question of them. Ask the question, do you plan to partner in any way with Sussex County Land Trust to help provide funds for open space preservation for Sussex County? What we'd like to have you do is leave this right there where you sit, so when these folks come forward, they know they're going to get the question. There's nothing conditional about it. It's just that this is the way we are leaning in Sussex. We believe in open space preservation. We believe that development and the prosperity and the economic benefits that it brings to the county should leverage the purchase of open space, easements, and fee simple. And we're giving you this to have at your desk to remind you. You can ask that question. And we ask you also to please hand those to your Planning and Zoning Commission members so that they can ask the question also. If we're proactive about it, we can get things done and continue on what has been a beneficial partnership to date. So thank you again. Look forward to continued partnership in the future.
Questions or comments for Mr. Forney?
Thank you.
You must have done a good job. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Wanted to keep it short and sweet.
You did, and I appreciate that.
Thanks for your time.
Very good report.
Thank you.
Mr. Baker.
Okay. Next item is the administrator's report, and we have a couple items. First, for your information, it may be aware, on Saturday, August 11th, at the Roxanna Pyle Center, the final game in the Senior League Softball World Series was held. The Southwest team from Texas defeated a U.S. Central team from Indiana. The game will be televised on ESPN2 on August 27th at 2 p.m., the District 3 Little League team from Laurel finished in third place out of 10 teams from the United States and abroad. We wish to especially congratulate the Laurel team on their accomplishment and thank the many volunteers who made this tournament a success. The next item is the Angola Neck Sanitary Proposed Sewer District. The engineering department will be conducting the referendum at the Lewis Rehoboth Fire Station Number 3. 21194 John J. Williams Highway near Angola Neck, Delaware, on Saturday, August 18th from 8 a.m. until 3 p.m. The purpose of the referendum is to establish the Angola Neck Sanitary Sewer District. And then the next item, State Resource Area Map Lawsuit. The Court of Chancery has agreed to certify the State Resource Area Lawsuit as a class action suit, which means that anyone in the state who owns land that was designated on the DENREC maps as containing NRA or SRA has a right to join the case as an additional party plaintiff. Thus, a notice will be sent to those people, and they will be given some specific time period to decide whether or not to have their names added as plaintiffs. And then beneficial acceptance. The engineering department has granted beneficial acceptance to the following projects. Lands at 274 Associates, known as Sterling Crossing, was granted beneficial acceptance August 6th. Developers 274 Associates LLC, It's located on Old Laney Road, Road 274, in the Westerhoveth expansion of the Dewey Sewer District, consisting of 140 duplex units. Next, the Seasons Agreement 561 was granted a beneficial acceptance on August 8th. Developers Three Seasons LLC, located on Country Club Road in the Westerhoveth expansion project, consisting of 32 single-family condo units, 56 multifamily duplexes, and 30 multifamily townhouse units. And finally, Fenwick Plaza Parcel A Agreement 322 was granted beneficial acceptance on August 8th. Developers West Fenwick Plaza LLC, and it's located on Route 54, a quarter mile east of County Road 381 in the Fenwick Sewer District. It can consist of a commercial site for three buildings. And finally, we regret to inform you that a former employee, Joe Lee Carter, passed away on August 12th. Mr. Carter served as a custodian from December 6, 1979 through December 28, 2004, and we send his family our condolences. Thank you.
Mr. Griffin, the decision by the Court of Chancellors, does that mean we don't have to put the SRA maps in our land use plan?
It does not mean that. We still do have to.
But we don't put the revised edition that they gave us, we put the old ones in there?
It doesn't affect our obligation to mention, incorporate those maps.
But
what the ultimate impact of this recent decision was just to serve notice on everybody whose land may contain an NA, natural area, or SRA, state resource area, telling those people that if they want to get involved in the lawsuit and have their properties added, as have themselves added as plaintiffs, they can do that. The case is set for trial November 30th and December 3rd and 4th, and it would be the result of the trial that would determine whether or not we are obligated to implement adopt ordinances that may contain some restrictions on how development occurs in or around those areas that are designated as resource areas.
Okay, very good. Mr. Eichmann?
Good evening. On July 31st, 2007, I came before you with a resolution for a public hearing for the expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District. Council heard comments from residents in the area and questions and concerns and made a decision to defer action until today, August 14th, 2007. Sussex County Engineering Department has compiled a list of questions and concerns heard at that public hearing, and we attempted to provide answers for those questions. We mailed a copy of this list of questions and a map describing the proposed expansion area to all adjacent properties and included property owners, and also we copied County Council. I'd like to state that the deferment has caused us to exceed our window of having county government pass a formal resolution establishing the district expansion within 30 days of posting. And the property and the surrounding area, therefore, we must repost, re-advertise, and hold another public hearing on this expansion.
Why wasn't the county council informed of this before our deferment?
We usually allow for a week deferment, and basically I missed it when I was in front of you the last time, that 2 weeks would exceed our 30 days.
How quickly can we get this process?
If we agree to do this, it looks like we could possibly repost the week of August the 27th and be back for a public hearing on or about September 18th.
Any of these other properties that we heard some people discuss, are they going to be notified now? Some said they were not notified. Is there going to be any notification, or are we just going to repost? And
we sent the list of questions and answers and the map describing the area to everybody that was adjacent, everybody that was here that day.
Oakwood Development, those people will now receive something, and all those little checkerboard. Okay, good. Okay.
Correct.
What's the date, public hearing again?
We're hoping to hit September 18th.
When we were here last time, did we leave the public hearing record open, or did we close it and just defer making a decision?
I believe that it was left open.
Okay.
I think you left it open.
Until tonight?
Correct.
Then I suppose probably what we should do is, just as a matter of form, ask if there might be anyone here who came in reference to that particular matter, any member of the public.
And by doing that, we don't in any way have the opportunity to declare that we have properly extended.
Well, that we're really gonna, that public hearing is gonna become a dead issue, and we're gonna start over. But since you deferred and left the record open, I guess it could have created the impression that, you know, the public hearing might continue, and I just wanted to give an opportunity to see if anyone is here regarding that matter. And if so, to tell them that, you know, why we're making sure they know why we're closing the record.
And there's no way around that 30-day window.
It's statutory.
Okay.
September 18th, Jeff. September 18th?
Yeah, hopefully.
September 18th.
Yep. Have you had any feedback yet from the residents? I know we were trying to...
I met with, I think almost all of them met with me in the lobby after the council meeting, and I think we answered most of their questions, but we just tried to make a copy of that. We have not heard anything since the mailing has went out.
You probably have a proposed form of motion, I'm assuming?
Yeah, I have a proposed motion, but I didn't know if you wanted...
Why don't we just take a minute and let me see if there's anybody here. Mm-hmm. Is there any member of the public who is here in reference to a continuation of a public hearing for the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District for the Piney Neck expansion? Let the record show that no one asked to be identified or indicated that they were present. So why don't you go ahead and read your proposed form of motion.
Okay. Be it moved by Sussex County Council that the first public hearing for the Piney Neck expansion of the Dagsboro-Frankford Sanitary Sewer District be closed, and that the Sussex County Engineering Department is authorized to repost notices and establish a second public hearing for the extension as presented on August 14th, 2007.
What do we do now? We make a motion to...
Yep.
Somebody needs to
adopt the resolution?
Move that be adopted and see if it gets a second.
All right, I'll make that motion.
Second. I have a motion, Mr. Cole, second Mr. Rogers to adopt the motion. You just read by Mr. Ashman. Any questions? Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Yes. Motion is carried.
Thank you.
Thank you. Mr. Izzo.
Good evening. I have two items on my agenda this evening. The first is in reference to a proposed bid award. And I think what I want to do is hand out the bid results
to the council. As I mentioned, I had two items. The first is in reference